Welcome back. I'm going to spend the last part of this special one-hour Rick Kogan after-hour show with my friend John Kugler. John is in charge. John, how are you, first of all?
I'm doing good, Rick. How are you? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. You are a big part of the holidays, because what you're doing next Sunday at Calumet Beach Park with a 9 a.m. lineup and a 10 a.m. leave is gathering a bunch of you're a Jeep guy, I know that, but anybody can come to this. It's a Toys for Tots kind of thing, right, John?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Rick. It's our annual tradition. We're, I think, going on the 23rd year. We had to skip the year because of COVID.
Sure.
I run a Jeep club, but we don't discriminate. We let everybody show up. You want to walk, bicycle, tricycle, car it, we're fine. It's just a bunch of people getting together and doing right by some kids and getting together and having a good time. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
can show up.
Well, I think one of the nice things this year, John Kugler, is you're dedicating this rod to that poor police officer Ella French, who was killed. And I think in general, it's honoring her, but it's also honoring all the cops, aren't you?
Well, yes, Rick. This is what we believe in. Without safety, security, the police, the men and women in blue, the firefighters, all the first responders, but especially the men and women in blue,
yeah,
we couldn't have a safe holiday. We couldn't have our time with our family. So really honoring Ella, because we know she was part of the police force, but if you read her story, she's a really good person. She had a great heart, and we want to dedicate this ride to her.
Now, where do the toys come from, John, that you get?
Oh, it's everybody brings a toy.
Okay.
Everybody brings a toy. It's got to be, shouldn't have some negative connotations to it. Some joyful toys. You bring it. And then what we're doing is we're meeting up at Calumet Beach Park, which is down on the far east side. If no one knows where that's at, that's listening to the radio.
John, you know this as well as I do. There are a lot of people who don't even know that Chicago has an east side. You know what I mean? Yeah, but it's
so
a great...
Who's going to explain the east side to them, Rick? Me or you? And which side are we going to talk about? The nice side or the bad side of Calumet City? I'm sure you know your way around down there,
right? Sadly, I do. I've had some adventures down there. But they all come. They meet up. You meet up. And you drive a Jeep, but I'm sure other people... And your people from your Jeep club will be part of this, right?
Jeep clubs, 4x4 clubs, there might be some other motorsports clubs that'll be showing up. Sometimes we have army trucks showing up.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to line up at Calumet Beach Park at the boat ramp down there that you can see Indiana from there. You can't see the Russians, but you can see Indiana, okay?
How many in the past? I mean, did you do this? Were you able to do this last year?
I think we had a small contingent, but I don't think we did it because we had the COVID protocol.
Sure.
From the city, and just frankly speaking, a lot of us have city jobs and we have kids in the school, so we didn't want to risk it. And even our name says outlaws. We're outlaws, but we don't like to put people in danger. We like to have fun. You know what I mean? We're about fun. We're not about causing trouble or giving people some hard times. So, yeah, we had to call it off last year. But I think this year would be the 23rd year we're running this.
Wow. That's really something, John Kugler. That's you can go on to Facebook. You don't have a website, but there's a Facebook page that you can find information. Or just here, John's telling you the information. Go to Calumet Beach Park at 9 o'clock next Sunday and bring 9 a.m. in the morning and bring a toy. I mean, that's actually, it couldn't be more simple. And then you gather there and take the toys, or do you ride off somewhere?
Well, I don't know how much I can talk about it because I don't want to get too much in trouble. But the idea is to drive from Calumet Beach Park, which is the furthest beach in the city of Chicago.
Right.
It's touching the Indiana border, and drive all the way Lakeshore Drive to Foster Beach, which is basically the last big beach in Chicago. So we're going to ride the entire Lakeshore Drive
with
4x4s.
I got to tell you, it sounds fantastic. I'm telling you, it absolutely sounds fantastic. What do people bring, John? Can I ask? I'm going to intrude. I'm going to be very nosy here and say, what kind of toy are you bringing?
Oh, I got some little cute cars for the kids. I got boy stuff, right? Cars, little toy cars. People bring dolls, teddy bears, you know, those kinds of things. Something to bring warmth and happiness to children. This is Toys for Tots. It's going on for many years. The Marines sponsor this.
Sure.
And it's to give toys to needy people, give toys to maybe military families that are overseas where they can't be at home or maybe have a hard time with money. This year, they might be giving people that are having a hard time with the COVID and maybe lost jobs or have lost their income. So that's what this is about, is to bring a little bit of happiness, not only to the children, but to us, to give a little back to the communities that we serve.
Well, and also, John, it's got to make you, and I know you have a lot of friends who do this too, a member of the Chicago Jeep Union Outlaws, it's got to make you feel terrific, doesn't it?
It does, because, listen, we work hard just like you do, Rick. We work, and we're in that rat race, the grind, every day. And now, especially with the COVID that's been on for I can't even remember how long. So it's something to do. We get together. We social distance. We're outside, so we're not indoors.
Sure.
We make sure we're safe. And it's not only giving, but it's also getting together and doing something together as a community, and we try to focus on Chicago with this. And there's a lot of things going on. There was a big event today, Jeeps on the Run, but they're out in the suburbs. But, you know, we hear so much bad news about Chicago. We want to showcase Chicago. We want to say, look, Chicago, we have our problems just like everybody else. But you know what? We have a great city. We love our city. And the reason we do it on Lakeshore Drive, which is called DeSable Drive now, is we want to actually showcase the city. Some people have never been on Lakeshore Drive, just like some people don't even know there's an east side. They don't know we have a Lakeshore Drive or DeSable Drive, as it's called. So we want to show them how beautiful our city is from end to end, like that famous song, right? Isn't there a song about Lakeshore Drive?
Yes, there is. A very famous song. I don't think they've changed the lyrics to put DeSable in there, but Aliens and Jeremiah. The thing about this, though, is I think, boy, the way you're talking just really gives me a lot of hope. It shows me that groups are out there who are not, you know, intent on coming downtown and beating up a bus driver, but they are intent about keeping the soul of this city together. I really, you know, that may sound, you know, a little romantic and everything, but I think that's really what this is doing. Where do the toys go? I mean, you're bringing some toys and all the other people who are meeting. And again, it's easy to find on Facebook. They have a Facebook page, Chicago 4x4 Annual Toys for Tots Christmas Run. It takes place next Sunday. A meetup is at 9 a.m. I'm sure someone will bring some donuts or coffee or something. And then you're going to take off from there, from Calumet Beach Park at 10 a.m. And even though you don't want anybody to know, you're going to drive the whole length of the city on Lakeshore Drive up to Foster Avenue Beach. Then what do you do with all the toys you've gathered? Where do they go?
Well, they used to go to the only Marine base inside of an inner city, which was the Marine base that was on Foster Avenue. It was by Foster and Kezzy. But I think the CTA bought that land and is expanding for a bus barn there.
Okay.
So they closed down that base. So they gave us an option to go all the way up to a Niles, to a warehouse.
Sure.
Or to pick up. There's actually going to be Marines and probably a Marine truck at Foster Beach.
Wow.
And so we're going to load that up into a military vehicle, and then that'll be transported to a Marine base north of here, north of the city. So that's where it's
going,
straight to the military, yes.
How many years have you been doing this, John Kugler?
I've been doing this about 6 years. I have my friend who actually helped start this event, Chris Ryan. He's been doing this 20 plus years.
Wow.
I'm grateful to him to pass this on to me. He passed the baton to me. And so I'm grateful to Chris. I'm grateful to Sergeant Vargas with the Marines, Dusty Bones, a good friend of mine, Marky DeMann, and Chris Megan. They're all part of the coordinating committee at this. So I'm not the guy that's doing this. I'm just I'm just a guy on the radio with you, Rick, today. So,
well, you can come on. John Kugler, you can come on my radio show anytime, man. I've always liked you, and I like the way you think, and I like the way you and your pals are committed to Chicago. That's the hope for this city, John. That's the hope for this city, people like you. Once again, meet up 9 a.m. at Calumet Beach Park. You can meet John Kugler and his friends. Bring a toy. Bring a toy that some kid would like. It doesn't have to be totally politically correct, but don't bring some kind of, you know, blow-up doll or something. John, it's great to...
Hey, wait up. That's adult toys.
We'll have one of those parties. John, thanks a million. Thanks a million for coming on the air, John. Thanks, and good luck. Good luck next Sunday, too, pal.
All right, Rick, I just want to say Merry Christmas to you.
You too.
And to Kathy and to
you
everybody
too.
Out there in Radio Lab. Be safe and keep hope alive. Keep hope alive.
That's,
don't let the bad things get to you.
That's the philosophy, man. Thank you, John. What a good guy.
Thank you, Rick.
What a good guy. What a good guy.